AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Stephen Ayers tells the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol he first believed the 2020 election was stolen, and he went to Washington after President Trump issued his infamous tweet inviting his followers to protest on January 6th. In his testimony, Ayers says he didn't plan on going to the Capitol until Donald Trump said to.
President, you know, got everybody riled up, told everybody head on down. So we basically were just following what he said.
The panel also revealed details of a late-night meeting on December 18, 2020, at the White House, described as unhinged, with defeated President Trump's outside lawyers and others suggesting the military seize state voting machines. Eric Hirschman, a White House attorney, says he and other aides tried to stop the meeting.
What they were proposing, I thought, was nuts.
Trump issued his tweet after the hours-long White House meeting. A video shows police officers milling in the hallway during the Uvalde, Texas school massacre.
Surveillance video captured the gunman entering the building with an AR-15-style rifle. It later shows officers in body armor milling in the hallway outside the fourth-grade classrooms where 19 children and two teachers were killed. It shows parts of the nearly 80 minutes that passed between the gunman walking into Robb Elementary through an unlocked door and the time when his death put a stop to America's deadliest school shooting in nearly two decades. Officials said the 77 minutes of footage they are preparing to release this weekend does not contain images of children. I'm Norman Hall.
A Baton Rouge judge upholds a temporary restraining order that blocks a Louisiana state law that bans nearly all abortions. The judge has scheduled a hearing for next Monday on a lawsuit filed by abortion providers. The suit claims the so-called trigger law, meant to go into effect after the Supreme Court overturned abortion rights, is too vague to enforce. This is AP News. A pilot dodges power lines and rugged terrain to make an emergency landing on a highway in North Carolina.
Former Marine Vincent Frazier was out checking out land he had purchased along with his father-in-law for the ride when the engine on their plane started to experience trouble.
He looked at me and he said, "I love you too. You do the best you can. You're trained, and I have complete trust in you." And from there on, I was just like, game on. Let's get down alive.
But it wasn't going to be easy. The pair were flying in a mountainous region with lots of curves, bridges, and power lines.
I slam her down, and you'll hear the tires kind of squeal. And then there's this vehicle coming, so I'm hitting the right rudder, and I'm pulling that handbrake and just trying to get away from these cars.
Frazier has less than 100 hours of experience.
It's luck, skill, I don't know what it is, but I just wanted to live.
Frazier currently works as a flight attendant. He says eventually he wants to become a commercial pilot. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.